very quickly, and we're talking about new Mazdas here, and you've got to go and see the man. What man? He's the man from Mazda Penrith, Mazda Centre, and the BT50. They've got so many of them. They give you more grunt, more torque, more comfort. So get to the Mazda Ute Centre. Out at Penrith, there's over 50 there on display at Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. TK?
Brad Davidson from the Daily Telegraph with a big weekend of racing coming up both here and also with the Caulfield Cup. Brad Davidson, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Slat.
Yeah, we keep saying it. It's a great time of year.
It is fantastic, isn't it? I wrote in my column this morning, I think the next 22 days we've just got an absolute feast of racing and can't wait for it.
Murray Baker was right, mate. There was nothing wrong with Bonneval.
Yeah, and the Racing Victoria bet, they come around yesterday. They finally said there's nothing wrong with her, so she's been cleared to start. I think she's still an $8.50 chance, so I thought she might have firmed a bit after
I thought she'd be back to $6.50 or something like that. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm guessing a few punters will like those odds, and if you can kind of forgive that and just trust that they've got her 100% right, as now seems the case, then she's got to be a major chance in the big race.
Yeah, and Cathy O'Hara, Brad, I was saying earlier, it's fantastic in this sport that male and female are so equal, and she's trying to become the first female to win the Caulfield Cup.
They are very cool, and you know, even you could say a lot of horses go a lot better for female jockeys because they're just a lot kinder with them as well, you know. So she is trying to win or become the first female jockey to win the Caulfield Cup. Of course, she's on single gaze. Look, not a hopeless chance either. I know it's $34 in the market, but coming off four placings in the Underwood and Caulfield Stakes, she drops 4 kilos to just 53 kilos here. And look, I know Cathy O'Hara gives her a cheeky chance as well. Caitlin Malley and the other female jockey in the race, riding Sir Isaac Newton, a $51 chance. And just the other thing to mention on the Caulfield Cup, of course, if this champion trainer, Aidan O'Brien, if he can claim the race with Johannes Vermeer, he'll equal the world record of most Group 1 wins in a season. He's got 24 at the moment. If he gets one more, he'll equal American trainer Bobby Frankel's 25 Group 1s in 2003. Of course, Buck Cummings holds the Australian record of 20 Group 1s in 1974-75.
Question without notice, mate. Give us your top two in the Caulfield Cup.
Look, I'm with Johannes Vermeer.
Yep.
I've got to stick with him. I think he's short enough at the price now. They've really backed him. But I see yesterday they're going to ride him that little bit closer as well. I've got to stick with him. And I thought the best ruffie in the race, as I mentioned yesterday, was Marmello. He's got really strong form lines out of France, and by all reports, he settled in really well to Australia.
Beautiful. All right, let's have a look at other races over the weekend.
In Randwick,
let's go there.
Yeah, the best there. Well, the two features there are the Nevison and the Brian Crowley Stakes. A couple of stakes races there still at Randwick this weekend. It'll be a good day out there if you want to head out. Look, I've got the three tips at Randwick. I think the best bet there is race two, number six, Chaonic, a really promising colt from the Chris Waller yard. I think he gets out to a big track on Saturday. I think he's very hard to beat.
Okay.
Race six, number four, Alberman. He's a bit of a... I think he's a great price at $7 if the track's not too wet. I know we've got a bit of rain around at the moment. It just depends how long this rain sticks around for and also how much it impacts the track. I think, you know, only we really want to be backing him on a soft five or better because he's not really a wet tracker. But I think if it doesn't get too wet, he's a big chance around that $7 mark. And I thought the best ruffie on the card, I think she's into about $10 now, but they did bet as much as $26 with the tab. Race five, number five, Shazzy Lee. Just had no luck at all last start. I know she's got to come back to the 1,400 metres, but this bit of rain around won't hurt her at all. And I think she can sit back and run a cheeky race at the $10.
Brad, I know you're big on social media, but we'll tweet them out for our listeners and our viewers as well. And we'll see your comments in the Telegraph and over Sky all over the weekend as well. And I know there's a debate. Peter Valland has joined us on Monday and said his intention is hopefully to have the Everest under lights at Randwick next year. But there are some people who believe it's better on a Saturday afternoon. But that's a debate for another day. We'll talk about that next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to all the punters this weekend.